Hello, and welcome to the Elastic Retreat.
Friends, this is DJ Dead to the World, and you are listening to The Elastic Retreat on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net/9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at sbfradio.yahe.net for schedule, playlists, and more.
The death of an idiot. He spoke to mice and sparrows, and his hair was white at the age of 16. His father beat him every day, and his mother lit candles in the church. He seemed to be constantly masturbating in such odd places as behind the garage or up in the apricot tree. His grandmother came while the boy slept and prayed for the devil to let loose his hold upon him, while his mother listened and cried over the Bible. The young girls he didn't seem to notice. The games boys played he didn't seem to notice. There wasn't much he seemed to notice. He just didn't seem interested. He had a very large and ugly mouth, and the teeth bent out, and his eyes were small and lusterless. His shoulders were slumped, and his back was bent like an old man. He lived in our neighborhood. We talked about him a bit when we got bored, and then went on to more interesting things. He seldom left his house. We would have liked to beat him, but his father, who was a huge and terrible man, beat him for us. One day the boy died. At 17, he was still a boy. A death in a small neighborhood is noted with alacrity and forgotten 3 or 4 days later. But the death of this boy seemed to stay with us all. We kept talking about it in our boy man's voices at 6 p.m. just before dark, just before dinner. And whenever I drive through that neighborhood now, decades later, I think of his death while having forgotten all the other deaths or anything else that had happened then.
More wheeling, please.
Hello. game, I'll masturbate and sing a lullaby. You run the race, I'll pay the mind. You sing the pink love fuzz and dance the musty queer. I'll stay at home 'cause I'm the mouse. So high that I can't fly, more deep than space number 9. Catch up time by turning time. She's so ready, I'm so heavy, it's so heavy on me. Can't hold time by holding time. All the same. Don't know just who I am. Don't know about the lamb. I'm the meat of the feast.
Barbarella, come and save me from my misery. Can't you see it's a disease?
Must be boring by now. Grab a scale and guess the weight of all the pain I've given with my name. I'm a selfish piece of shit.
Barbarella, come and save me from my misery. Can't you Barbarella, come and save me from
This is your host, DJ Dab to the World.
The college students who are using LSD and marijuana today do not comprise a criminal class. They are not drug addicts seeking to escape. Best educated, your most creative, and your most courageous young people. And like it or not, they're going to build you a new civilization.
Leary's detractors argue that his high-minded thoughts exert a strong appeal on individuals likely to be injured by the drug. There's no doubt that many of the young, ignorant of the high potency and danger of LSD, have been swept up in the aura surrounding.
I sleep on my back cause it's good for the spine and coffin rehearsal. I know a psychic who reads her own poems and her findings are personal. She keeps her fish shut tight and she sleeps on a side. Well, maybe she knows something I don't know, but I am still alive and loving. Blessings cause your net worth ought to be less cream in your best dream. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'm lucky to be under this same sky that held the exhale from your first breath like a ring on a pillow of clouds. By you my tongue may stutter, but my gift heart screams clear and swells to burst between the rat lengths of its blood-ribbon cell. And I am still alive and love and wide-eyed in my time. Not a moment. Say your name, my tongue.
stream, that's me. You counting blessings cause your net worth ought to be less. Screaming your best dreams. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'll be embalmed with it long before you'll see.
Reaper.
Oh, God.
This cake tastes a little funny.
Oh, I dumped a fat sack of reefer on the mix. Thought I'd spice up the batch.
What's reefer? About 500 bucks an ounce.
Reaper.
It was indeed an island. Now I knew for certain. I was alone. I took a new direction homeward, coming upon a part of the shore that was unknown to me. At first I paid scant attention because I was too busy feeling sorry for myself. Then I saw it.
I've been eating paparandas from a pina coladas on a whisper farm. Our food for new natives of a fine offices or arms. The whole the skirt is shimmy for the crew to nerdy hit me. I soak in the sack of skin that's bulky over package packaging.
Ain't got no friends or nothing. It's just me. Me and my coconuts.
Teen and God.
Spit Punch Radio, yeah, .net. Spit Punch.
Listening to The Elastic Retreat with DJ Dead to the World on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net/9000, turn on TuneIn, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahe.net for schedule, playlists, archives, and more.
Here we go now, let's slide in through the open door. 16 years through knife fights and
of a moment. day of the treasures you could hold. Days turn to sand, losing strength in every hand. They can't hold you anymore. Already dead to me now. Already dead to me now. 'Cause it feels like I'm watching something die. Away in the harsh light of the day, on the edge of nothing more. Days fade to black in the light of what they lack. Nothing's measured by what it needs. Dead to me now, already dead to me now. 'Cause it feels like I'm watching something die.
Thanks for listening to The Elastic Retreat with DJ Dead to the World. I hope you tune in next time.